The first ever global cap on airline emissions is up for debate in Montreal today. Around 200 countries have gathered to discuss the plan. It would limit carbon emissions from international flights starting in 2020. The deal has backing from the U.S. and China. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
So how would this deal work?
All right, well, first, let's start with a stat. This is from the World Wildlife Fund. They say that international aviation counts for over 2% of global carbon emissions. So the environmentalists consider this highly important. And they also give you the stat that their emissions are the equivalent to the seventh biggest emitting country. So this deal that's on the table would effectively cap emissions in the year 2020. So whatever you're emitting up to in the year 2020, that's the ceiling, right? And then after that, carriers have to offset their further growth with things like contributing to wind farms. And so they could, buy offsets that would meet their individual targets.
And this would be voluntary for the first 5 years. Would it work if countries aren't bound to do it right away?
Interesting question. That's right. It's going to be non-binding until 2027. And so what's the incentive here if it's non-binding? Well, what this really comes down to is the regulations that the EU has voted to impose if there isn't this alternative that comes out. So, if you don't go along with it, the European Union may say, sorry, you can't fly into our countries. And so that's where they really have the leverage on this.
How much would this cost the airlines? And is it likely to make airline tickets more expensive for international travel?
Perhaps so. I mean, it could be significant cost. The estimate from the ICAO, that's the international body, UN international body that regulates aviation, they say it's going to cost airlines in 2035 between $5 billion to $24 billion. And just for a little bit of perspective, the airline industry spends about $181 billion on fuel last year. So it's a significant amount of money. And yeah, that would presumably raise the price of tickets.
And we mentioned that the U.S. and China have backed the deal, but I know that India and some other developing countries are balking at this. And also that if a country decides that it's not going to go along with this, let's say South African Airlines says, we're not going to deal with this on our flight to London and to New York, that it would then make it possible for another air carrier that does the same route to also not pay for that particular route.
Possibly so. There's a lot that needs to be worked out. They've got a lot of time to do it, a number of years to work out the fine details on this. But yeah, you've got countries with rapidly growing airlines and ones that are really dependent on tourism that say that, more mature markets like U.S. and Europe, they're not growing as fast as we are. So, the burden is going to fall on us with this. And so what that would mean in terms of how, as we talked about before, like the EU would regulate this and how they would use their leverage, that may be where, these countries are told, look, you got to participate. You don't have a choice on this one if you want to come to our countries.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal talking with us about a deal that's up for debate today in Montreal to cap airline emissions on international flights. Jason, thanks.
Thank you.